Great looking bunch, isn't it? Amy, Pat, and I would like to say thank you to the parents. Because if it wasn't for you as parents, being the example that you are, and encouraging them to come to church and to Sunday school throughout these years, that we would not have the caliber of kids that we had up here today. So to you, I say thank you, and I applaud you in your efforts. Because we have a great bunch of kids. They get cantankerous at times. At times. But we still love them, and God loves them with all his heart. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, as we just look at this passage of Scripture today, we pray that you'll help us to understand what your word is saying to us. And help us to focus on those things that you need from us. And Father, as we look at Asa and his example, we pray that you will just help us in taking that example home with us today. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The story of Asa came across this. We have so many jewels in Scripture. I mean, just so many things. And I came across this. Amy did a devotional with the kids one night, and I found this verse. And I was trying to find a verse and passage to preach on for this Sunday, and I said, oh, man, that's it right there. That's what I want to do. And I have some questions for you. Have you ever been in a bad way? Have you ever had a day where it just was really, really bad? You go home and your heater just quit in the middle of winter. Or you go out to start your car and it doesn't start. Or you're driving down the highway and you look back and you see that most of your transmission is laying on the highway. I heard an amen. And you sit there and you wonder, all my hope is gone. It's vanished because these things have entered into my life. But we as believers know that our hope is not gone. Our hope is God's. And even though these things happen, and even though we run into these problems from time to time in life, we realize and we understand that our hope doesn't rely on our situation, it relies in God. And Asa knew that, and we're going to look at that this morning. Turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles as we look at this passage of Scripture. 2 Chronicles 14, and we look at verses 1 through 3, and we realize that how do we lose our hope? At what point in our lives do we lose hope in God that God is going to take care of those problems that we have? Now, I am not the type of person who thinks that if I pray, God's going to drop a new heater in my front porch. Or that when I pray at that instant, that my transmission is going to be automatically healed. But I do know that God can take care of those situations for me. But at what point in time do we realize or do we understand that we have lost all of our hope? Well, Asa tells us in verses 1 through 3, and the kids did a great job with this, and there were some hard names in there, and they did fantastic with it, and I appreciate them for doing such a great effort. But Abijah rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Asa his son succeeded him as king, and in his days the country was at peace for 10 years. As Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord, his God. He removed foreign altars in the high places and smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles. We're going to stop there for a moment. When we start to lose hope in God is when we start to replace God with something else. That is when we lose hope in God. We replace God with something else. You saw on the cardboard testimonies those things that people replace God with. Addiction, drugs, alcohol. And we sit there and people think, well, if I just get stoned enough, my problems will go away. And then they come out of their stupor and they realize that their problems are far worse when they first started to do that. Or some people might think that money is the answer to all of my problems, and my hope lies in money. Until the stock market crashes, and then they realize that their hope is all gone. My hope rests on my friends. Until they realize that their friends aren't there to help them in a time of trouble and a time of need. And so Asa realized that the reason Judah lost their everything is because they lost their hope in God and they replaced God with something else. So my question for you this morning is this. Have you replaced something with God? Have you replaced God with something? Have you said to God in your life, right now, God, I don't need you. I'm going to use this to take care of my problems. Are you like that today? When we realize and we know that all hope is gone, it's because we replace God with something else. And we as believers need to realize that all hope is God's. Asa found that out in the first three chapters. It says that he walked with God. And he did good and right in the eyes of God. And so we lose our hope when we replace God with something else. So what is the best way for us to regain our hope? If you look at verses 4 through 5, we see the answer to that. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God with all of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commands. He removed the high places and the incense altars in every town in Judah, and the kingdom was at peace under him. The best way for us to regain our hope or to keep our hope is to trust in God. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't had any problems in my life or things haven't fallen apart in my life. And I haven't said that when those things, and I'm not saying that when those things happen to me that I don't say, oh, well, God's going to take care of it, because I do fret. I'm human. I do worry about things. I do wonder how in the world we're going to pay to get this fixed, or how we're going to have this done, or why, Lord, did you give me thyroid cancer? But I knew where my hope was at those times. I didn't give up. I didn't say all hope is gone. I said all hope is God's. And I need to trust him and I need to rely on him. And so Asa tells the town of Judah, guys, this is what we got to do. We have to get back to God. We have to give our lives back to God. So those of you that I asked the question, have you replaced God with an idol? Are you willing to give that idol up and allow God to take control of your life this morning? That's another question I have for you. If you have an idol that you've replaced God with, are you willing to give up that idol and let God take control of your life? Asa knew that was the best way for the nation of Judah to get back on their feet and get back on track and to realize that not all hope was not gone, but all hope was God's. And he told them to get rid of the idols. And he told them to just follow God and obey his laws. And then he tells them in verses 6 through 7, I want you to strengthen your hope in God. I want you to trust God enough to know that God is going to be there no matter what happens in our lives. When the doctor told me that I had thyroid cancer, I sat in the chair and I stared at him. And he looked at me. He says, did you hear what I said? I said, yeah, I heard what you said. I'm just trying to process this for a moment. And then I went home and informed Sylvia that this was happening to me and that we started to pray about it. And we started to trust God and we started to rely on him and realize that, okay, God, we're going to trust you. And we spent a lot of time in prayer and a lot of time in his word and just focusing on him and just letting him deal with the cancer because there was nothing that I could do about it? Right? Really? And so we need to understand that in order for us to have our hope, we need to strengthen our hope. And in Joshua 1:8, if you look at that passage of Scripture, it says, meditate on His Word day and night. Do not let it pass from you. And so for us to strengthen ourselves and strengthen the hope that we have in God, we need to meditate on God's Word and seek His Word in our lives. And when troubles come and when hard times come, we look at His Word and say, God, show me in Your Word how to deal with this, because I can't handle it on my own. I need Your strength. And in 1 Samuel 15:22, another way to strengthen our hope is to obey God. Because Samuel says to King Saul, he says these words, to obey God is better than any sacrifice you can give Him. And so it is important for us to strengthen our hope by meditating on God's Word and obeying what He says for us to do. When the doctors diagnosed me with thyroid cancer, I heard God say, trust me. And so to obey God, all I had to do was trust Him. It's been 5 years since I've been diagnosed with thyroid cancer. There isn't any cell in my body because I know that God was involved with it throughout the whole process. There's no doubt in my mind. I had people praying. I had people believing that God was going to do something, and God did. And so the best way for us to strengthen our hope in God and realize that all hope is God's and not gone is we need to get into His Word and we need to obey what He tells us to do and listen to what He has to say to us. That's for us to do that. In the story of Asa, he tells Judah to rebuild and fortify the cities. This is where I got this from. And he wants to rebuild the town so that it would be strong in case of an attack. And he rebuilt the army so that the army would be strong to go against any force that could face them. Which leads us to the next part of the story. In verses 9 through 11, we read that our hope can be challenged. In the story of Asa, we read that there was a Cushite by the name of Zariah who marched against Judah. And the Bible tells us that he had 300 million soldiers against the little army of Judah. And it was an incredible odds. If you were a betting person, and I know you're not, and please don't think I'm encouraging that, but if you were, you would say that the Cushites would win this battle. Yes? Because they had the superior force. And so when his hope was challenged, Asa did something that we all need to do. He went to God in prayer. And he says this thing, and this is my favorite verse in this whole passage of Scripture. He says this. And Asa called out to God in verse 11. And Asa called out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. We're going to stop right there. Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. When I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, at that point in time, the cancer was the mighty, and I was the powerless. There was nothing that I could do to change it. But God said, you know what? I am more powerful than cancer. Watch what I can do. And when I prayed and said, God, I got to give this over to you. There's nothing I can do about it. A lot of times when I'm faced with things in my life, I say to God, God, this is your problem. Take care of it. And God takes care of it. Sometimes in His time, And every time in his time. It's not in my time. It's not when I want it to happen. It's when he wants it to happen. And Asa takes a moment to pray and say, God, you are more powerful, and I want you to help the powerful, powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on who? On you, God. We rely on you. And in your name we have come against this vast army. O Lord, our God, do not let men prevail against you. In our lives, when we find out that, oh man, all hope is gone, we need to realize that all hope is God's. And we need to take an example from Asa. When our hope is challenged, we need to take an example from Asa and say, God, you are more powerful than this. I'm going to allow you to take care of this because you are more powerful than it. And I know that you're not going to let man prevail over you. I know that you're not going to let alcohol prevail over you. I know that you're not going to let any of these idols that I asked you about earlier prevail over me. Because you're more mightier than that. These things on the cardboard testimony that I had the kids put up on the altar, we can probably come up here and find one of these things that meets our life at one point in time. Or might meet our lives right now. And we asked ourselves the question, is God more powerful than that? My answer to that question is yes, he is. And he can help me in any way. When I took the time, when I went through my bout with alcoholism, I said, God, I'm going to give my life fully and completely over to you. And you take care of this and you take control of this. There were times in my life where I felt, it would be so much better to get a drink right now. But 20-some years later, I haven't had one. And now that even the desire to have a drink, even in the worst days that I have, I haven't had that desire. Why? Because God is more powerful than alcohol and and addiction. And so when all hope is gone and our hope is challenged, the best thing for us to do is to pray and to believe that God is going to do what God wants us to do. In the book of Acts, we read a story, Acts 12, about Peter. It's one of my favorite stories in the book of Acts and about Peter. Peter is in prison. And there's a little home church just miles down from where Peter lives, or where Peter is incarcerated. And they're praying for Peter. Saying, God, please free Peter. Please free Peter. Allow Peter to come out of the jails. Allow the game warden. The warden to say, okay, you're done. You can go. And as they're praying, there's a knock on the door. And a little servant girl by the name of Rhoda, she walks over to the door. She opens the door, sees Peter, goes, ah! Slams the door in his face. She runs back to her master and says, Master, Peter's at the door. And, he's like, girl, you've been touching the wine too much. You just need to lay off the wine because Peter is not at the door. She says, no, come with me. Peter's at the door. And you know that sometimes when somebody is really, really naggy, you kind of go with them so that you can prove them wrong. Well, that's what her master did. He went with her to prove her wrong. And he gets to the door and he opens the door and there's Peter. Rubbing his nose because he got his nose stuck in the door. And he couldn't believe that Peter was at the door. And it's sort of like us, isn't it? When we pray to God and say, God, I need you to meet this need in my life. I need you to take care of this problem in my life. Are we like the master who says, he's not at the door. God can't take care of that. I can do a far better job than that. Or are we like Asa who says, okay, God, you're going to take care of this problem for me because you are mightier than this vast army that's coming against us. And I'm going to trust you in that. And I'm going to take my army up there and we're going to defeat them because you are more powerful than them. Or do we sit back and fret and worry and wonder when all of this is going to go away, or if the cancer is going to go away, or if our furnace is going to get fixed, or if our transmission is going to get fixed, or whatever the problem may be. When it comes in life, when all hope is gone, are we the type of people that say, no, not all hope is gone, all hope is God's? Are we that way? Because you see in verses 12 through 15, this is what Asa did. He trusted God and he moved forward. He went out to battle and to face the Cushites that day. And so my question for you is this. Are there idols in your lives that you have replaced God with? And are you willing to give up that idol and allow God to take full control of your life? Are you willing that when your hope is challenged to say, God, you take care of this. I can't do it on my own. And are you willing to march forward with God and say, God, you have the victory in this. I'm going to follow you every step of the way. Those are my questions for you tonight, today. As the worship team comes up and leads us in worship, I'm going to ask you to think about that. And as they're playing and as they're singing, I'm going to invite you to come. And you can sit in any of these pews right here and have God deal with you in that. If you have an idol that you need to be removed, ask him to remove that. If there's something in your life that's bothering you, that you say, God, that you think that all hope is gone, I want you to come up this morning and say, no, not all hope is gone. All hope is God's. God, I'm going to trust you to take care of whatever this is that's happening in my life. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we just want to lift you up and just thank you for everything you've done for us. And Father, we pray that as our hope is challenged and we think, man, all hope is gone, we need to realize that all hope is God's. And that we're going to trust you. And we're going to know that you're going to meet our need and that you're going to fight the enemy and you're going to defeat any problem that comes our way because we believe in you wholeheartedly, that you are the God who will meet our needs. And so, Father, right now as the worship team sings and leads us in worship right now, we pray that those who have idols in their lives that need to get rid of them, that they'll come and they'll drop them right here at this place of prayer. Lord, we pray for those who are having some difficulties right now, that they will come and they will kneel or they'll sit here or kneel here and they'll give that over to you saying, God, I can't handle it. You're going to have to take care of it because I can't do it on my own. Lord, we know that you're going to meet them right where they are and you're going to help them through everything they have. So, Lord, as the worship team plays, we're going to ask those who need to come and pray to come and pray at this time. We're going to ask you to stand as the worship team gets ready. Father, as we close out this service this morning, we pray that you'll help us to understand and to know that when all hope is gone, we need to realize that all hope belongs to God. And when we get into situations and we get into the problems and we get into areas that we can't control, we need to take a time and say, okay, God, this is yours. You take it. You run with it. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to follow you every step of the way. Father, help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team has one more song, and then you'll be dismissed. God bless you, and have a great day.